Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning about the Malchus Beis David, which we didn't have during Bayis Sheni, based on the Sefer Ze'ev Yitrov, Perek and Zion. And this is all part of the shiurim that we're going to be giving the Siyata Dishmaya before and during the 3 weeks, in order to help ourselves more in the Churban Beis HaMikdash, in which Schus we should see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash very soon. The Shishvi Yischus for Refu Shlem, for Yimin of Aschav HaGolda, for Aschav HaGolda, and Zahar Shal Kiyama for Esti Sarvas Ariella, Yisrael Chaim Ben Chana Rach, Alamas Ben Shishana Reisel, Eitan David Ben Rivadvora, and everybody else who needs Zahar Shal Kiyama, and the Cholim should be the Selk Shar Cholei Yisrael. We know that there was no Malchus Beis David, there was no Kingdom of David during the Bayis Sheni, and the Maral says that the reason is because Malchus Beis David was so chashuv, it had such a great Maila, it wasn't Kedai, that it wasn't worth its while, it wasn't worthy, Bayis Sheni wasn't worthy of Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David is only going to be in the future. That's the Maral since the 18th parak of Sefer Netzach Yisrael. But he doesn't tell us what the Maila of Malchus Beis David is, that makes Bayis Sheni not worthy of Malchus Beis David. And we are going to try to understand what the Maila of Malchus Beis David is. It says in the Pasuk in Amos, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph, that there's something called Sukas David Hanofales. That's what it says in the Pasuk. And the Yonason has in his Targum, Targum Yonason says, the Malchusa de Beis David denafalt. The Malchusa Beis David that fell. So Sukas David is Malchus Beis David. That's Targum Yonasan. It's also the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Sarivav. Amud Beis, where Mashiach is called Bar Nafli. Why is he called Bar Nafli? Because the Gemara says, because it says in the Pasuk, Bayom Ahu Akima Sukas David Hanafalas. And Rashi says, Sukas David Hanafalas is Malchus Beis David that fell. And therefore Mashiach is Bar, the son of Malchus Beis David, of Nafli that fell. So the Sukkas David is Malchus Beis David, the kingdom of David. However, this very same term, Sukkas David, is also referring to the Beis HaMikdash, not only to Malchus Beis David, as we see in the Medrash Tehillim, in Perek Ayin Vav. And there it says that the Beis HaMikdash, when it's fallen, is called Sukkas David HaNofales. So we see in this Medrash Tehillim that the Beis HaMikdash is called Sukkas David HaNofalas. And we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadivav Amud Beis, and in Targum Yonasan, that Malchus Beis David is called Sukkas David HaNofalas. And really, these two Perushim are one. Because the Beis Malchus Shel David, the kingship, the kingdom of David, and the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo built are really connected, and they have one fate. It says in the Gemara in Sota Memches Amud Beis, in the last parak of Sota, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Rishon, Batlu Ari Migrash Upaskur Metumim Upasak Melech Mi Beis David. When the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they were no longer Ari Migrash that the Torah talks about at the end of the Midbar, and they were no longer Ari Metumim. And we didn't have a Melech Mi Beis David. Why? Because Malchus Beis David is Talu in Bayis Rishon. In order for there to be Malchus Beis David, we need to be in the Madreg of Bayis Rishon. Bayis Sheni isn't worthy of Malchus Beis David. And it would seem that the idea is that just like you can't ask in the Urim V'Tumim in Bayis Sheni, because Urim V'Tumim require a Kohen that speaks Baruch HaKodesh, and the Bayis Sheni didn't have Baruch HaKodesh like they did in Bayis Rishon. So too, there is no king of Beis David in Bayis Sheni, because Malchus Beis David is only when there's the higher level of Shechin and the Mikdash. And in Bayis Sheni, there was no Shechin and the Mikdash, as it says in Yuman Chof Aleph Amud Beis. So the Bayis Sheni is intertwined, Malchus Beis David, excuse me, is intertwined with Bayis Rishon, that in order to have Malchus Beis David, there needs to be Bayis Rishon or the future Beis HaMikdash. But he can't be in Bayis Sheni, because Bayis Sheni wasn't on the level to be Zoche to Malchus Beis David. And the reason apparently is, as we said, because just like there was no Shekhinah in the second Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we didn't have Urim V'Tumim, so too, since there's no Shekhinah in the second Beis HaMikdash, we can't have Malchus Beis David, because Malchus Beis David and Shekhinah are intertwined. How do we know that Malchus Beis David and Shekhinah are intertwined? So it says in Divrei Hayomim, Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin, when your days finish, Hashem says to David, and I'm going to raise your seed after you, and I'm going to prepare his kingship. Who yivneli bayis kinantias kiso ad olam? He's going to build for me a house, Shlomo, and I'm going to establish his chair forever. Ani elol av, I'll be his father, be elol ben, I'll be my son, vechazdi lo asem imenu, and I will not remove my chesed from him. Kasher si rosi masher lefanecha, that I, as I remove from those who were before you. Vehamadatiu beveisiu vemalchusi ad olam, and I'm going to stand him up in my house and in my kingship forever. Vechiso yihye nachon ad olam, and his throne will be prepared forever. So we see that the pasuk hinges the malchus of Zera David, Bevinyan Beis HaMikdash. It says, Hu Yivneli Bayis, Vikinatias Kiso Ad Olam. So you see that the Kisei of Shlomo, of Malchus Beis David, is Talu in the Hu Yivneli Bayis, that he's going to build me the house. It's Talu in the Beis HaMikdash. And it has a special Ha'amada. Beis David has a special Ha'amada in the house and the kingship of Hashem. Ve'hamadatiu bivesi uvimalchusi ad olam, and I will stand them up in my house and in my kingship forever, Hashem says about Malchus Beis David. In other words, just like the will of David HaMelech was to build a palace on earth for the kingship of Shemayim, of heaven, of Hashem, so to Malchus Beis David itself is only a chariot, it's a merkava to Malchus Shemayim, because David and his seed are the shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make him king over the earth, to be mamlich Malchus HaDerekiyah Be'ara. So that's the tafkid of Malchus Beis David, is the Hu Yivneli Bayis, and this Bayis that we built for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the purpose of our Vikinatias Kisolo Ad Olam. That's the purpose of the Malchus itself, of the throne itself. They should establish a house for God. And this house, and this kingship of David eventually will be eternal, because their job is to bring God to earth and to make God king over the earth. The pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Ches, Ve'ata, now atem omrim amarim lischazek lifnei mamleches Hashem biyad bini David. And now you are going to become stronger in front of the kingship of God in the hands of the son or the sons of David. I just don't have a Tanakh in front of me. And in another pasuk, I don't know if it's B'nai or B'ni, but the point is that the son of David and the sons of David, through the seed of David, is called Mamleches Hashem. Mamleches Hashem. The kingship of Hashem is the kingship of David. Another pasuk says, Vayeshev Shlomo al Kisei Hashem. That Shlomo sat on the throne of God as king instead of his father David, and he was successful. So the mamlocha in the hands of the son of David is not a mamlocha in the hands of Bnei David, is not a mamlocha of themselves like other kings. Rather, it's mamleches Hashem. As the pasuk says, l'schazek l'fnei mamleches Hashem biyad Bnei David. Vayeshev Shlomo al Kisei Hashem. And the Zera of David are Shluchei Derachmana. They are the messengers of Hashem on earth to lead the earth, the people here, based on its ways and its laws, which is those of Malchus Shemayim. And therefore they're sitting on Kisei Hashem. Vayeshev Shlomo al Kisei Hashem. L'melech tachas David aviv v'yitzlach. So the throne of the throne of Beis David, Kisei Beis David, as we've proven from the Psukim, is Kisei Hashem. David HaMelech was Moser Nefesh in this world for a Beis HaMikdash, which is Beis HaMachus Shel Shechina, that's here on earth. And therefore, he was Zoche, that his kingship should be established forever, that it should be a chariot on earth for the Malchus Shemayim. That's why the Pasuk calls it Mamleches Hashem. The king of David, the kingship of David, is called the kingship of Hashem. So this Pasuk, V'ata atem omrim l'schazek l'fnei Mamleches Hashem b'yad b'ni David, besides the fact that the Navi is saying here that there's going to be a son of David who's going to be Yoresh, his throne. Hu yivneli bayis v'kinati eskiso ad olam, that he's going to build for me a house and establish my throne forever, as we saw in Divrei Yomim, Perek Yud Zayin. He adds, v'hamadatiu b'veisiu v'malchusi ad olam. Not only is it going to build it, not only is David's son going to build Hashem a house, and his throne is going to be eternal, but this, I'm going to stand him up in my house and in my kingship forever. Because the son who sits on the throne is going to have a double hamada. As the pasuk says, b'veisi u'v'malchusi. B'malchusi means the kingship, because the kingship is not the king of Shlomo or David, rather it's the kingship of Hashem. It's Mamleches Hashem. And Bivesi, what do you mean in my house? It could be that this is alluding to the Gemara that says that Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara Ela L'Malchei Beis David Bilvad. The only people allowed to sit in the Azara are the kings of David, because the kings of Beis David have Mamleches Hashem in their hand, and they're a Merkava, they're the chariot on earth for Malchus Shemayim, and only they are allowed to sit in the Azara. So they have a special place of honor in the house of kingdom of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi in Sotah, Memon Beis, says, why ain yeshiva ba'azara el Malchus Beis David Bilvad? They ain't covered Shemayim b'kach. It's not Kavod Shemayim to sit in the Azara. And even Malachi Asharis aren't allowed to sit there. As it says, Om de Mimalo. So they have to stand. So only Malchus Beis, only Malchai Beis David, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a special Kavod to show that their kingship is complete. So B'malchusi is that they have Malchus Shemayim. And they're sitting, and it says, I'm gonna be mounted them, I'm gonna establish them, literally stand them up, but I'm gonna establish them in my house, meaning that they have a special place of covenant in my house. They can sit in my house, they can sit in the Beis HaMikdash. It says in Rashi in Shmuel Beis, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayavu HaMelech David, Vayeshev Lifnei Hashem. Vayeshev Lifnei Hashem, Lifnei Ha'aron. So David HaMelech sat before Hashem, he sat before the Aron. So that's very beautiful. Because after David HaMelech wants to build the bayis for the resting of the Aron HaBris, of the Master of the Universe, now David HaMelech, now Nosan HaNavi is telling him in this pasuk that he has Mamleches Hashem in his hand, and he is Miskabed, he gets the honor that he can sit in front of the Aron. And that's what it means, that's included in the pasuk, V'amadatiu b'veisi u'v'malchusi ad ha'olam. So, I'm establishing him in my malchus, because his malchus is my malchus, malchus Hashem. And I'm establishing him in my house, that he's, has an honored place in my house, that he's allowed to sit down. So it emerges from what we learn that the pasuk hinges the establishment of Malchus Beis David with the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Hu yivne li bayis v'kinati es kiso ad olam. So he's going to build for me a house and I'm going to establish his throne forever. And then we saw that there's a special ha'amada. He's established in a special way, Malchus Beis David, in the house of Hashem. V'amadatiyu b'veso b'vesiyu malchusi ad olam. I'm going to establish him in my house and in my kingship forever. Why? Why is it eternal? Because Shlomo HaMelech is sitting al kisei Hashem. And the mamlacha of Bnei David is not their own mamlacha like other kings. It's mamlechas Hashem. And therefore they are established in a special way in the Beis HaMikdash and in their kingship. They get eternal kingship and they get to sit in the Beis HaMikdash because they're in their kavod l'shechina here on earth. The malchut, they bring malchut shemayim down to earth. And that's why Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash HaRishon Posak Nelech Mi Beis David. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Beis David no longer has a king. We lost the kingship of Beis David. There was no Beis David in Malchus and Beis Sheni. Because the Malchus of David is a chariot, is a Merkava for the Malchus of the Shechina, that's Shor B'Mikdash. Like we said, that's Kisei Hashem. That's the throne of Hashem. But there was Kiviyachal no Shechin on the Beis HaMikdash. There was no Hashem. Hashem is everywhere. But the special, palpable feeling that we have of Hashem was lacking in the second Beis HaMikdash. So since the whole Vort of Bachus Beis David is the kingship of God, there the throne, there the Merkav of the Shechin on earth, and there was no Shechin on Beis Sheni, Memela, there was also no Malchus Beis David in Beis Sheni. They can't sit in the throne of Hashem because there was no Shechina. They didn't have Malchus Hashem B'yadam. And now we understand why Hakomas Sukas David Hanofolas, that pasuk that we read in Amos, and we read that on that day Hinei Sukas David Hanofolas, that eventually God is going to raise for us the Sukas, the fallen Sukkah of David. And we said, what's the fallen Sukkah of David? We said it's two things. We said number one, it is, and that's what we say in benching, Arachamun Yakim Lanu is Sukkas David Hanofalas. So number one, it's the Sukkah that Shlomo HaMelech built. It's the Beis HaMikdash. That is the Sukkah of David that has fallen. And number two, we said that it's Malchus Beis David. That's the Sukkah of David that has fallen. We saw from the Targum, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, talking about Malchus Beis David, and we saw from the Medrash Tehillim, Parash Ayin Vav, that it's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. That's Malchus Beis David. That's Sukkas David Hanofalas. And we said that they're intertwined. These two Perushim are two that are really one. Because as long as you have Malchus Beis David, you have the Beis HaMikdash. You lose Malchus Beis David, you lose the Beis HaMikdash. And you lose the Beis HaMikdash, you lose Malchus Beis David. Because Malchus Beis David is totally in the Beis HaMikdash, it's totally in Ashuras HaShechina. Because the kingship of David is the kingship of Hashem. Now like the other mamlachos, this is a special mamlach of Malchus Hashem. And as long as there's Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, you have Malchus Beis David. In Bayis Sheni, there is no Shechina. There is also going to be no Malchus Beis David. So we go together. When God leaves, Malchus Beis David also leaves. And therefore the bayis that Shlomo HaMelech built for the Malchus HaShechina was only a dira arayis. It was only a temporary dwelling. And that's the pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Ayin Vav, that's quoted, Vayihi b'shalim sukkah. That when this sukkah will be completed, that it says first it's going to fall. It's going to be raised from its falling. And then, and then the sukkah is going to be complete. So why is it called a sukkah? It's called a sukkah because it's only a temporary dwelling. Because we know that the Shekhinah is only going to be in Bayis Rishon and not in Bayis Sheni, and then it's going to go away. So therefore, the first Beis HaMikdash is called a sukkah. And it's because it's only temporary. And then the Bayis, so too, the Bayis that Hashem made for Malchus David, we know in Rashi, it says in Shmos, Perek Aleph, Bayas Lem Batin, Bate Kehuna Leviu Malchus, that are called Batin, even Hashem, even as Beis Hashem, as Beis HaMelech, so you can call it a Bayis. So the Bayis that Hashem made for Malchus David was also a Dira Arayis. It's also a temporary dwelling. And it's called a Sukkah. Bayom HaWakim HaSukkah David HaNofales. So I'm going to raise the, on that day I'm going to raise the fallen Sukkah of David. And it was called a Sukkah because it was only temporary, because there was no Shekhinah, there's no Shekhinah Bayishen. And therefore we lost out on the, it's no longer, the Sukkah of David is no longer standing. Beis HaMikdash had an afila, Sukkah's Dover HaNofales. And it wasn't, it was only a dira of the Malchus of Hashem in a temporary way. It was a dira sarai. And just like the Beis HaMikdash Rishon was a dira sarai, so too Malchus Beis David, which also fell. Because they go together. Because Malchus Beis David, as we said, and the Beis HaMikdash and Ashuras HaShechinah go together. We lost Ashuras HaShechinah after the destruction of Bayis Rishon, was also Malchus Beis David. However, Bayom Ahu, Akim HaSukkah's David HaNofalas. It's going to be stood up again, this sukkah. This sukkah that fell is going to have its kuma. Both the Beis HaMikdash and Malchus Beis David. And they're going to turn from a Diras Aroi of a sukkah into a Diras Keva of a Bayis. And that's the special Milo of Malchus Beis David, which the Maharal possibly is alluding to when he says in Sefer HaNetzach, that there was no Malchus Beis David in Bayis Sheni because of the Milo of Malchus Beis David. Shohaya Kedai Lios Malchus Beis David Zarech Ad La'asid. Because of the special nature of Malchus Beis David, it is not going to shine until the future. And that special nature is, as we explain, Malchus Beis David is the representative of the kingship of Hashem on earth. And when we lost the Shekhinah, we lost Malchus Beis David. And one day soon, we are going to recapture it. B'binyan HaBayis HaShlishi V'meheira V'yameinu. Amen V'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.